Hello, I'm Jack Chen. Hello, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Megan Murchie, and I consent to the interview on September 15th at 3:13 p.m.
Okay, cool. Let's start it. So we're going to just talk about the COVID-19 your response. So the first question, had you heard of COVID-19 before the stay-at-home order? What was the response? Were you worried?
So I had heard of COVID-19 before the stay-at-home orders. And honestly, I thought it was no big deal because that's what everyone was saying. Even my cousin, who was in med school at the time, was saying that it was nothing to worry about. So no, I wasn't worried. I thought it was going to be like an outbreak, maybe an epidemic, but definitely not a pandemic. And I really never thought it would personally impact me.
Okay, that's cool. So let's go to the next question. So where were you? I'm curious, where were you when various stay-at-home orders were actually put in place?
So in my town, they were put in place a little bit before the country did, because there was an uptick in cases due to a conference in Boston. So it was actually on my birthday, and I was FaceTiming my friend, and we were studying for this really big Spanish test we had the next day. And honestly, when my mom texted me that we weren't going to school the next week, I was super relieved because I was so stressed about that Spanish test. Because like I said before, I thought this was a no big deal thing. Like, this is something that was just going to pass through us. But it didn't, obviously.
Okay. So it really did impact your life. So next question is actually about like, how did the COVID-19 actually influence your social life? And in what way did the pandemic change you?
So I feel like it impacted my social life kind of almost positively, because it gave me way more time to talk to my friends, because there literally was nothing else to do except talk to each other. I mean, yes, it was pretty disappointing and sad that we didn't get to see each other in person, but I feel like my friend group handled it in the best way possible. And I also feel like the pandemic made me a little bit more in tune with myself, because before everything was just like go, 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 like school, sports, clubs, homework, but I didn't have any like time to just be with myself, because I always had this and that was due the next day. So just having an opportunity to reflect and look inwards on myself was really nice.
Cool. So let's move on to the next question. So How did your school handle the pandemic? Did it go fully remote, hybrid? How did it impact your education?
So my school canceled for a week, thinking we would just go back, and then that extended for 2 more weeks. And then finally we had this optional school period where it was just a bunch of assignments that were not really graded, but were kind of encouraged. And then finally, we had online school implemented, which was really just a regular day of school, but online on Zoom. And then as I went into my senior year, which was last year, I had hybrid school. So I did one day completely in person, and then the next day it was totally asynchronous tasks. So it's not really, I wasn't on Zoom, but it was one day on, one day off, really. And then at the end of that year, I transitioned to full-time in school with masks.
Well, that's a lot of changes for your school. So What were you and your family actually reaction to the mask mandates?
I feel like my family and I weren't super fazed by the mask mandate, even though like it's obviously not very common in America to wear a mask. I just felt like it was something that was necessary and had to be done. So it didn't really like put me off too much. So it was super encouraged in my household. It wasn't really a negative thing. It was a little scary at first. Like, oh, this is a real thing. Like I have to do this. But like eventually it became part of my routine and I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, everybody was scared at the first time. So how did you pass the time when you stay at home orders? When a stay at home were issued, did you feel frustrated?
Yeah, so I definitely do feel a little frustrated, because at first I did spend most of my time just watching TV and talking with my friends and was super bored and felt frustrated that I like couldn't leave my house, couldn't do the things I wanted to. But once I realized this was a long-term thing, I really hunkered down, started to work on my Gold Award. And for those who don't know, the Gold Award is the highest award in Girl Scouts, and basically is like an 80-hour project that impacts your community. And for mine, I created a website that encourages volunteering in my community. So basically throughout the entire pandemic, I was making that website and just really working on that to distract myself from the current reality.
Wow, that was actually very interesting. So did the pandemic impact your choice of university?
I would say that it did impact my choice of university. When I was originally applying to colleges, I was super unsure of what I wanted. I didn't know if I wanted to stay close, go far away. And then when the pandemic hit, ultimately the decision was made that I would be staying close. So in that regard, I feel like it really did impact my decision because it really limited my options from the whole entire country to just New England, because I'm originally from Massachusetts. So and in that kind of sense, it did impact my decision.
Okay. Okay, so next question. What was your initial reaction during the beginning of the pandemic and feeling at present day?
My initial reaction to the pandemic was honestly a little bit of shock. I cannot like wrap my head around it. I kept thinking it would end in a week or two. And now look at us a year and a half later and we're still wearing masks. But now I would say that I'm at acceptance about the pandemic and just want to do my part to quicken the conclusion of it and really get to a time where we're all healthy and can go outside and it feels safe for everybody.
Yeah, I can tell you they really impact everybody's life. So I think thank you for this interview.
You're welcome. I'm Megan. Can you please introduce yourself, Jack?
Hello, I'm Jack Chen. I consent you to doing this interview on September 15th, 3/21.
Thank you. And I guess we'll just jump right into the interview. Where were you when the pandemic started and how did that impact contact with your family?
So first, I think I would like to introduce like my, so I'm an international student from China. So, but I came here for high school. So I spent three years of high school in Maryland. So right before spring break, our school ordered us online studying. So I stayed at home with my host parents, as both of my parents are staying in China. So people are very worried. So I can tell my host parents too, they are afraid that delivery packages might spread germ or coronavirus.
And did you feel anxious knowing that your family was living in China at the time?
Yes, I was definitely very worried. Both my parents, because we know that the virus originally started in Wuhan, China. So it was very serious. And then also, because at one point, at the start of the pandemic or the outbreak, former President Trump banned traveling from China and to China, according to an article from New York Times, maybe around like February 10th, 2020. So I was very worried about my parents, and my parents were also worried about me.
Yeah. And did you quarantine with your host parents the whole time? And if you did, how did that make you feel?
So yes, I did quarantine with my host parents. I feel fine, but was a little worried. But thankfully, my host parents were very nice. And they treated me just like my parents. So I will do a Zoom call with my parents every day. So just to ask them how they felt and to say that I'm fine. So I feel fine, but a little worried.
And did you ever go back to China after the pandemic started?
No, I haven't gone back to China since the pandemic started because the quarantine time is very long that I think I should just, because of the graduation of high school, I think I should just stay in the United States and prepare for college life. And maybe after all those chaotic like pandemic ended, I might go back.
Well, I hope you get to go back sometime. Yeah. Did the pandemic impact your choice of university at all?
I would like say yes or sort of, but I believe that I will still choose schools around Boston, because I think it's just such a nice area. But one thing it will change if it's not pandemic is that if it's not pandemic, I will choose to go abroad for like a new program. So yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. Do you feel different from when the pandemic first started to today? And do you think it has changed you fundamentally?
I definitely think I feel a lot different, especially after I got vaccine. I got a lot of reliefs because I was very worried before the vaccine came out as the COVID-19 continued to surge, to a point I remember that every day there were like a lot of like infections every day in the US. So my parents were very worried before the vaccine. So it changed the way many people live. So while I live and fighting against COVID-19, I always sanitize and clean myself, like many others. So it really gave me a sense that how doctors and lab researchers would do it in their daily lives. So yeah, that's...
Yeah. And what were your overall feelings about the responses from both China and the United States?
So I would say that I know all more about the influence of cultures play on the response of the pandemic. So like, because the response were very different, many were shocked the way China did at the first, initially, because the government completely shut down where the virus was originating, Wuhan, China. So I had online, funny thing is I actually had online classes with my teacher from Wuhan. He told me during the lockdown that he has not went to the office for 2 months. So it was very crazy. So it was definitely a bold move in the eyes of people in Western countries. So comparing, so while in America, I think the response is more gentle comparing to what China kind of did. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there anything that you would have preferred they'd done differently?
So I would say that because I noticed that CDC actually changed its procedure, like mask mandates, twice or several times. So the first CDC indicated that wearing masks do not really protect from COVID-19. And then it announced that wearing masks actually do protect people from the pandemic. So one thing I would like to think it's improved is that CDC, maybe as a former health organization, should make its plan more organized. So in this way, it would not confuse citizens and so effectively prevent the surging infections.
Yeah. And then finally, was anything positive that came out of the pandemic for you personally?
I definitely think it did have some positive. So academically, I will have more online classes. It really allows me to have more time to study and to study more organized. I tend to have more time to study as I did not really spend time on commuting. And certainly other positive things I would like to say that because I do Latin dances. So because during the pandemic, I really did a lot of online Latin dances. So even though I think I did not really get to have classes in person or dance with a partner, I strengthened the dancing techniques. It also helped me to relax. Yeah, so that's
interesting. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.